You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The size of the Indian economy has increased by over 87% in US dollar terms in the 9 years to 2023, the government said on Monday. India's GDP has reached $3.75 trillion in 2023, from around $2 trillion in 2014, moving from 10th largest to 5th largest economy in the world. India is now being called a bright spot in the global economy, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's office said in a tweet. Separately, at an event in Kerala on Monday, Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananthanageswaran said, India is set to become the third largest economy by 2027. India was the 10th largest economy in 2014. On to aviation sector. With Air India, the IndiGo and Vistara looking to expand their global footprint and Akasa Air set to begin international operations in December, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has made it easier for domestic carriers to fly to new foreign destinations. The aviation regulator has pruned the preparedness checklist for domestic airlines from 33 points to just 10, making it easier for them to spread their network to hitherto unserved places. The aviation regulator in a statement said, quote, "The DGCA conducts this assessment to check the preparedness levels of Indian airline operators before permitting their operations to a new foreign destination. In order to further ease the process for grant of such permission, the existing regulatory requirements have been comprehensively reviewed in consultation with all stakeholders, and the current 33-point checklist has been rationalized and reduced to a 10-point checklist related to their preparedness for the intended operations," unquote. To ease availability of funds for state governments to front-load capital expenditure, the Centre on Monday released two installments of tax devolution totaling Rs 1.18 trillion for June, instead of the normal monthly devolution of Rs 59,140 crore. As per the norms, tax devolutions to states are made in 14 installments in a year, with four installments released in the last 2 months. In FY23, the Centre released one extra installment of devolution in August and another in November in view of a slowdown in states' capital expenditure. This is the first time devolution has been advanced in the first quarter itself. The advance release is mainly aimed at helping states accelerate capital expenditure, a senior official told FE. On to industry. Union Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, on Monday said, government has floated the concept of One Future Alliance, a voluntary initiative that aims to bring together all countries and stakeholders to synergize, shape, architect, and design the future of digital public infrastructure that could be used by all the countries. He hoped the G20 countries and invitees would consider this proposition and offer to transform with the One Future Alliance. It is an alliance of like-minded countries that would work together and take the current open source, customizable stacks that are available and build for the future for themselves and rest of the world. And at the heart of the alliance was the power of technology to improve governance and people's life, Chandrasekhar said. Meanwhile, Infosys and Wipro have been ramping up their presence in Europe, especially in the Nordic region in the last 2 years. Their increased footprint in the region is helping them boost their European revenue. The acquisitions of companies, opening up of new proximity centers, and increased local hiring in Nordic region has helped them raise Europe's share in their total revenue matrix, say experts. Infosys and Wipro used to struggle behind peers, TCS and HCL Tech, as far as Europe's revenue contribution was concerned. But in the last 4 years, their European revenue share has gone up to 27-29%. In FY19, Infosys and Wipro's European revenue share was 24% and 25.5% respectively. Moving on, digital lending volumes rose 131% year-on-year to nearly 73 million in FY23, a report by the FinTech Association for Consumer Empowerment showed on Monday. The report said, quote, "After increasing strongly in the first half of FY23, the disbursement volume degrew during the third quarter but moved to a positive territory in the last quarter," unquote. The FinTech Association for Consumer Empowerment said that the drop is a function of variable factors, including individual companies moving to different market segments, increasing ticket size and focusing on regulatory changes. Lastly, stocks that you need to watch out for. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued an interim ex parte order against Subhash Chandra and Puneet Goenka, Managing Director and CEO of Z Entertainment Enterprises, so you will need to closely monitor this one. SEBI has announced an interim ex parte order against Subhash Chandra and Puneet Goenka, Managing Director and CEO of Zee Entertainment Enterprises. Among others, stock to focus are Vedanta, PC Jeweler and SBI. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.